Hi, this is Sandy Crott. The title of this newsletter is Different or Alike? We don't have to look hard to notice our differences. The media is a daily reminder of how humans are at odds. The differences seem so significant that we wonder how we get along at all. I want to take a moment to illustrate how we are, in fact, very much alike. Realizing our alikeness is the path to potential world peace, but also to a more attainable goal, improved communication and collaboration with our coworkers, friends, and family. At a fundamental level, all of us are thinkers. Images, ideas, feelings, beliefs, and other thoughts are constantly formed in our minds. All human minds work the same way. Whatever we think is catalyzed into the reality we see. This is equally true for men and women, young and old. It's true whether we live in New York or New Delhi. It's true even if we don't know it's happening. And most of the time, we don't. I recently worked with a client who was irritated by the behavior of one of his direct reports. As this client sat at his desk stewing, it occurred to him to look beyond the behavior to where it was coming from. What was he thinking? He asked his direct report this very question. When you did this, what was going through your mind? His employee's response opened up a whole new dialogue. My client could see how his employee's thinking explained his behavior. What's more, my client realized that when he thought similarly, he behaved just like his employee. This realization dissolved his upset and brought about new understanding, which allowed him to deal with the problem at its true source, thinking. While it's tempting to see our differences and notice what separates us, there is value in looking in another direction, toward a common denominator. We all live in a reality born of our own thinking. We all feel our thinking, and our thinking always looks real. Remembering this leads to humility, compassion, harmony, and fellowship. As we share this holiday season and anticipate a new year, I'd like to end our final newsletter of 2015 with a quote from the 13th century poet Rumi. Beyond our ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. Peace.